You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joining me is comedian Michael Palasak. He's performing at the Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, one of the great cities in the country. You know, William Dafoe is from Appleton.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's from.
Wow.
I don't think he has fond
memories
of
the show.
He might. Yeah. You should tweet at him.
I'll tweet at William Dafoe.
He doesn't seem like a tweeter.
Yeah.
Also joining us are Patty Kieran and Joe King Kieran, and they are celebrating the third annual No Complaints Day Challenge this Friday, August 12th. And do you guys tweet as well for the challenge? Do you have people tweeting out like their experiences throughout the day, or is it more Facebook related?
Well, it's mostly Facebook related because it's, you know, a source of social media, and you know it's more interactive that way.
Right.
And then also people get to share with others and what other people are doing, and you know, just like the phenomenon of how that Facebook works or Twitter, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I should do like an honesty test next week and ask people like how long they went without.
Does it count if you think a complaint but don't say it out loud? Is that still complaining?
Well, I think the biggest complaint that goes on is the one in between your ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that don't make it out of your mouth.
Is that silent but deadly?
Right. Yeah. Well, and especially if it's something about yourself, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you think, when you're sort of beating yourself up, that might be a good day.
That's going to be a hard day.
To not judge yourself. Michael, do you judge yourself all the time?
I think being like, as comedians, we're like, we don't have bosses. So we're constantly like, is this right? Did I do this right? There's no way you did that right. Why would you
true.
Do that right?
That's a good point. Where there's a lot of self-doubt.
Yeah.
Plus, we rely so heavily on, you know, being booked again at a location.
On the whims of strangers.
Yes, exactly. You know, you could rub someone the wrong way and be done. So, yes. So self-doubt, I think self-judging, you know, complaining about yourself in your head. I think, do you have a technique for like letting go of the mental complaints on No Complaints Day?
Mostly what works is just to get that it's chatter and that you can just, I often do is I'll just take it, just put it on the side.
Right.
Don't try and get rid of it because it'll come back and attack you.
Right.
But just kind of like put it on the side and I'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Right.
And many times it will kind of just float off like, you know,
like
into
nothing.
The air.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, acknowledging that it's there, accepting that it's there, and then putting it like I have to use visual imagery when I have something negative.
Yeah.
Like I think of the negative image on a piece of paper and I crumble it up and throw it in a wastebasket. Or else that it's on a chalkboard and I erase it. So things like that.
Good stuff.
I don't know.
I think it's sad, but it seems like it's the easiest to sort of focus on not complaining when you have something real to complain about. Like when I have nothing to complain about, it just comes out so easy. But when you're like, oh yeah, this is a big deal. I think I have a positive attitude towards it. It seems like it would be easier to focus on.
I agree.
But I don't want to get something bad. Just
so everything else
just
seems
to win
smaller.
The day.
Yeah, and well, we're not saying that there's not valid complaints in the world there are.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just to put your shine the light on it and that you can see, you know, that it's you have an option.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's more what it's about.
Do you get anybody who complains about your no complaint day?
I'm sure we do. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, I can. No way I can do this. Don't call me. You know?
Yeah. I always think those folks are funny. It's like, okay, so not for you.
Yeah.
Why do you
spread? I did it. Yeah.
Just want to let you know.
Yeah, you're fine, Patty.
I did it last year and I signed up for it last year, not this year. I did it last year.
I know. Sorry. I'll sign up.
It's not a blood drive. Like,
I know. I just went to... Man, have you ever donated blood?
Yeah, in college.
They don't stop calling.
Really?
They call me all the... I shouldn't say it. Steve's like, stop telling people what you are. Someone's going to tackle you in the parking lot and drain all your blood.
Do you have a valuable kind of blood?
I have a valuable kind of blood.
Oh, no.
No. They call all the time. They offer me ice cream. We have Baskin-Robbins coupons for you. Do you?
Come back with Cold Stone.
Exactly. Some Froyo. Maybe some Froyo. Yes. So I think that... having the ability to just have some peace, you know, even if it's not the whole day, you know, participate. So people can sign up as an event on your Facebook page.
Definitely. You can sign up as an event or just take it on wherever you are in the world, quite frankly. And like when you say to have some peace out of the day, you'll see that your day, even if you don't make it every time, there'll be some more, your day will have some greater sense of peace around it.
Right.
Like, hey, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful way to honor your mom. I think that, you know, because we always try to think of some sort of statue or some way to, you know, for me, I hear my dad's like jokes in my head and I try to honor it by putting that he loved talking to strangers. He loved seeing people laugh. And that's obviously what I do as a career. But I also think, you know, just being kind to be, you know, my dad had a bit of an attitude. So I try to take the positive stuff and sort of spread that. Elif, you said that there was a text coming in?
Yes, 630 says, honestly, whenever someone asks me how I am, I respond, what does a guy like me have to complain about?
Exactly. Yeah. Who would listen? I always say, you know, I always say, fine. You do it with those folks and you say, how are you doing? And they give you like the whole laundry list.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I was someplace you wanted to put that. I've got the laundry basket right here.
I think that one of the benefits for this day would be like for like people who work in the service industry to finally just be like, oh, you're not going to tell me everything that I did wrong in the last half hour. Like, I feel like there are people out there that are looking for you to do something wrong when you work.
I like that.
You got to watch out for the complaint police, too.
Oh, well, that's
because they're
going to
complain that you shouldn't be complaining on no complaints day.
Well, I just know when I feel, because like we travel and you interact with a lot of different people that might not do something right, and when you just let it go, it's just way easier to fall asleep at night than being like, no, I was right. My hotel room was supposed to be this way.
Right.
And this is stupid.
I wonder if we could do a complimentary, like to compliment no complaints day some other time, do a compliment day.
Yeah.
I try to, when I get really good service, I always ask for the manager to tell them how great the server was, or somebody at a Costco, someone went above and beyond at the bakery. I came in late for a cake for Declan, thinking I could just get a cake.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize they were all pre-ordered and stuff.
Oh, man.
So they went above and beyond. They were like busy as all get out.
Wow.
And I called the manager over, and he, have you ever given a compliment? Because managers are not used to that. They're like, what's the problem? I'm like, no, they did a great job. Well, what seems to be the issue? No, they were outstanding. They're so confused.
Like, the air quality bad in here?
Like, they're like, what do you really want?
What
really
do you want?
What's going on?
Here, here's a coupon.
Find a reason to give a compliment. Yeah, I would love a Costco coupon.
We're going
to
start that. That's the 13th of August.
The 13th of August is going to be compliment.
All compliments day.
All compliments day. At least something. All day long would be tough. Because I do, I find that I'm trying to find a different way to compliment people. Because women in particular, we often do like, oh, your hair looks beautiful, or you know, things like that. I'm trying to find a different way because we put so much value on our appearances.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find, you know, like you look, you know, fierce in that or something. I don't know, that sounds silly, but fierce is old. But you know what I mean? Just trying to find different ways to just make someone smile.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like you know, you're a beautiful woman. You know, everybody can see that here as they walk by.
You're making me
but
blush.
What really, really, really is great is your energy. You know, you're just really,
it's the coffee.
Your energy gets,
so much coffee.
Oh, yeah. But you're always like, bring a great vibe to people.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I'm one of those people that kind of reflects what someone else gives me.
Mm-hmm.
If there's, you know what I mean? When they're just, if you have good energy and are friendly and open, like let's talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I remember
going to Starbucks and this guy was just so aggravated. And I called the manager and I said, look, just tell that guy to have a really great day. Okay. Like, I can sense he's stressed.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know what's going on, but you know what? Just tell him it's all going to work out. She's like, that's what you called? Really?
Wait, you called the Starbucks?
Yeah.
That's very nice. If I had an aggravating day and someone called that, I'd be like, wow, I must have been really mean to that person. That they couldn't even like say I did wrong because they were afraid that I was going to come to them. Like, I hope he's nice.
I'm trying to put this up. Did you call the Starbucks from inside the Starbucks?
I was at the window. And
at the window,
was just so rude, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I could either be a jerk, right? Or I could just like, listen, I can tell he's here. She was like, he is.
Oh,
and
how nice of you.
And then all of a sudden it turned and she was, thank you. I'm going to tell him right now. It's going to make his day, right?
See, now, and I just said that I like to go out of my way to compliment. I was telling a friend of mine, I also, when I just have to say something, I actually called a cab company from the backseat of a cab to complain about the cab driver. Which I know is taking my life into my own hands.
Yeah.
But
you want something to complain about.
He had missed the entrance for the drop off and we were going to departures and I was like, just drop me off here. And he kept going and like didn't even go back to like how you can loop around and like we were way past the runways. I was like, carriage. No, it wasn't carriage. What's the orange and blue cabs now? I don't know. Dispatch. I think it's Dispatch, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're
on
Elson
Avenue.
I'm not
going to support this complaining.
They're doing much better now. It was when they were.
You're
going
to go to a new cab service, aren't you?
we've been hanging out with. Do you want to hang out for the music? You're welcome to stay.
Yeah,
I know that. And then I'll probably move you around a little bit so I can interview some of the band members. But we have a band coming up. Oh my God! I know the Way Down Wanderers. The Way Down Wanderers. I love that name. Hey, guys. They've filled the studio with their equipment, all kinds of instruments, guitars and bass and another bass, right? Do we have two basses? No, banjo. I didn't see that. And they, what's this one?
It's a mandolin.
A mandolin. I should have known that. Well, we're going to hear from them in just a little bit. Some music on Music Monday. Michael, are you staying?
Yeah, I'll stay.
All right, then, because you have a cape on.
I know.
I kind of feel bad for everybody else not having a cape.
I should have brought more capes.
I know.
Let me know.
Capes.
I'll make a run.
We should have a no complaint day cape.
I'm just thinking that would be cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should some capes.
Yeah. Love it.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is comedian Michael Palasak. We have Joe King Kieran and Patty Kieran, who are here to talk about the No Complaints Day Challenge. And coming up in just a little bit, we'll have music from the Way Down Wanderers. What? Is that right?
Yes. Phew.
So much pressure because so many talented musicians in the room right now that I want to make sure I give them their due. We were talking about not complaining, and hopefully this doesn't happen on Friday. Michael and I travel a lot. Mm-hmm. Michael, you travel more than I do. Did you hear what happened today with Delta Airlines?
Oh, yeah. 10,000 flights or something?
Holy. I mean, come on. If that happens on Friday, Joe, you got to admit. missed weddings.
Maybe
and
that's the best day for it to happen because people are like, okay, when can you get me out next?
I got to get out of jail free card for you.
Yeah. Yeah. There was Delta Airlines canceled 451 flights due to power outages while operating 1,600 of its nearly 6,000 scheduled flights so far. So this is early. This is earlier in the day. More than 1,000 flights were then canceled. And this is, I mean, immediately when you see that Delta is like canceled thousands of flights, what does your brain immediately think? Because I thought they were hacked or something. And then I started getting nervous for like everything else.
Oh.
I thought the same thing.
Did you?
Same thing.
Yeah.
I just
felt happy that I don't fly Delta that much.
I don't. I don't.
It's so expensive. Good for them.
Like, well, I'm not flying. I don't care.
Right, when it comes
I'm not going
to
fly them for a while.
First it came for Delta and I said nothing. What do you,
Spirit's
have a,
up and running. That's all I know.
Oh, man. Spirit. You know who I saw I had the best joke about that was Eric Rivera. Because you know,
he's the best joke about it because I have a joke about it too.
So do I. That's why I was so mad. Because on mine, I actually talk about the sound that the plane makes when it's pushing away from the gate. It's like. The plane actually sounds like it doubts itself. That's what it's, I'm not gonna make it. The engines sound like they're complaining. What is? Do you want to tell me yours?
I say that I feel safe when I fly Spirit because I don't think anybody would ever blow up a Spirit plane. Like even if a terrorist got on there, he'd just look around and be like, "These are not the Americans we're upset at."
That's it. See, exactly. Yeah. It is the Spirit is the Greyhound of the sky. Yeah. I know that Larry Reeve always said it was Southwest.
Southwest is expensive now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And I don't like the. Okay, I'm complaining. You know, if I
it's okay, get it
it's
out.
It's not Friday.
Get it out.
Does, yeah,
get
does it,
it out.
I think what I'll do is just now. It's gonna be so whiny. Like, it's unsettling the way they do the queuing up for Southwest Airlines. I don't understand. Have you flown with Southwest, Joe?
Sure.
Okay, so they have like the sections, like if your number, whatever. I don't.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, you mean for the groups?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's chaos.
Yeah.
I'm always in the wrong place. I'm like, I'll just figure it out when I get.
Had a lady because I was A-list. It's not a big deal. But they put me I had a different letter on my thing, but I knew I could board after the A people. And the lady behind me was like, that says C. This isn't for you. And I was like, no, it's okay. It's okay. And she's like, no, this is why this doesn't. I was like, no, it's okay. And then she's like, kept yelling. And eventually I just ignored her. And the lady was like, oh, yeah, you can walk on after the A people.
Do you put your headphones on in a situation like that? Or do you just...
I just thought it was funny because I love being right and someone else being crazy.
Those are the best situations.
Yeah, because it's like, this is only going to end really well for me.
The more angry sometimes people get, the happier, like more giddy I get.
Yeah.
And I like, it is sort of unsettling when you are smiling at someone's rage. And like, you're not doing well, are you?
No, no, no.
And they're trying to be discreet, not checking your ticket to see if you're ahead of me or not.
Yeah, but then she saw it. And she was like, the police. And I was like, no, if you're not, if you're A-list, but you don't have an A, you get to board right after A. And she's like, I didn't even tell her why, because I was like, I'm not. This is fun. Why?
Do you ever find yourself policing people on flights? Because it bugs me when people don't listen to the announcements. and they're shoving their coats into the overhead compartment.
I don't like when people shove coats in the overhead compartment earlier because it's like, you're taking up space, dude.
As the announcement is being made, please do not put your coats. I mean, you see people like shoving their trench coats.
Yeah.
please do not use the overhead compartments for your coats. And you see people just and other people are wandering around trying to get their rollerboards on.
It's a real problem.
And I was standing over this couple, and there was like a coat and like a little lap bag that could go under his seat. I'm like, okay, whose is this? I'm like, no, seriously, whose is this? But I said, here, just hold this. Let me put my rollerboard up there, and I will fit it back in. They're like, oh no, that goes up. I'm like, we can work together on this, but I will shame people.
Well, some people want that space for their feet.
Yes.
And so that they don't have another bag up there, they'll put it up there.
Well, and I'm not as long-limbed.
Yeah.
I don't mind. My legs are very short. Joe, do you have trouble flying with leg space?
With
leg,
what?
Leg room?
Sometimes, yeah, for sure.
I can imagine.
That's just like brutal.
Sometimes there are dudes whose knees are, they just have nowhere for them. They're like up here. They're just so cramped.
And then I'm sitting next to somebody short and they're like so comfortable. And just go.
We all paid the same amount of money and you are flying first class.
Yes.
First class is not as good as it used to be.
It depends on the plane you get on.
And the airline sometimes.
There's some that goes all the way back. And
the
you
pods.
Watch all the shows. Yeah,
have
pods
you been in a pod?
I was on a pod one time and it was just the most amazing thing.
It ruins you for life.
Yeah.
How do you ever fly again?
I didn't even sleep because I was so happy enjoying the flight.
Did you have one of those TVs that came out and over you?
It was just straight up here and I could watch every movie and I could lean all the way back.
Ever.
And all the food I wanted.
It could take you away. I had chlorophyll all over myself. You know. Turning me into a bot.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about Delta, and it's one of those things where I hope it's not a harbinger of other things to come. Apparently, Southwest Airlines. I didn't realize this has been happening recently too. They've been canceling. I see it on Facebook.
They cancel flights.
They had had computer outages. Have been a plague. Southwest Airlines canceled 2,000 flights over several days not too long ago.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So I mean, and the thing is, it's such a domino effect. Once your flight is canceled, if you had anything going on, if you had a connecting flight, you feel so powerless to get anywhere. I mean, I love traveling.
Yeah.
I love me a moving sidewalk. Yeah. Ooh, which is another thing, by the way. I'm going to complain. I'm trying to let go of pedestrian rage, on the sidewalk, because if you get behind somebody, you're like, really? This is how slowly we're going to walk?
Yeah.
But on the pedestrian pedway, can we please agree?
To stay to the right.
Ride on the right, walk on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard for people.
People like to stand next to the people they're with, and you're like, no, you don't. If you're going to walk, you get to do that. You don't get to do that when you're standing still.
Talk when you get there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or else ride on the right and then turn and talk.
Yeah, turn
Although
and talk.
That's not really safe when you get to the end of the sidewalk and you're well, not
looking. They took their safety into their own hands when they decided to talk.
That's right.
That's not for me to take care of.
Do you have any sort of because I have not rituals, but are you at the point now as a traveler where everything is down to a science for you?
Pretty much I pretty much just don't care as much. Like I used to be like, oh, I'm going to pack everything, make sure I have everything. I'm like, well, I'm going to spend this time doing it and I'm going to go to sleep and we'll see what happens.
see what happens when I get there.
And then I used to be like, oh, I got to be there and make sure I get my flight. I'm like, well, if I don't make it, the cost of not doing the show isn't worth waking up early to get there. So,
oh man.
I make all my shows, but you can't account for some stuff.
I can't believe I've never missed a show.
That's now, great.
I know. Isn't that? I know. It's weird. Yeah. I've been late once during Christmas season to MC at Vernon Hills.
I got hurricaned out of a show one time.
Oh,
I couldn't get there because it's a hurricane.
That's not easy to make it through. Elif, did you say we had a text coming in?
Yeah. 847 says, good for you, Patty V. Passengers think they own the overhead bin above their seat, but it is shared space.
I know. I don't know why I have to be. I have a squeaky wheel. And I'm very pleasant about it. I'm kind of aggressively cheerful. Hey, everybody. Whose is this?
I'm surprised that you touched their bag. That could be a bomb and you could be infiltrated.
Interesting.
I worry about that when I put my instrument that I play, put it in the overhead bin.
What do you play?
You know, remember you saw us perform?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that instrument I play. If you
but the audience doesn't know.
No. Well, the instrument, the tamborita I play. The,
there you go.
It's guitar-like instrument. You know, putting that in overhead bin, and then somebody will come and, take their
just
suitcase
slam
and
want to
just,
there.
Slam it through the back. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, see something like that, if I can see it's a musical instrument. And a computer bag, you don't want to be messing around with that stuff. But, coats and little bags. I'm like, come on, everybody. And I'll just hold it up.
I don't like when people lean back into my seat.
I ask.
Yeah, I'm fine. If they ask, I would be fine with it. But when they just go back, I'm just like, one time I put my arm up and I just propped it up and she kept trying to lean back and I just didn't acknowledge it. And the flight attendant came up to me and she's like, sir, your arm's in the way. I was like, oh, this is what I wanted to do. This isn't by accident that I'm holding up force of like a 200-pound person.
They have a device that you can wedge in there so they can't do that. Do you?
No,
it's caused like some airline rage.
That sounds amazing.
Like last year, there were outbreaks of fights on flights.
I don't know. When I started out, there was someone who traveled a lot, and she said, if you sit in first class, you can lean back all you want. But coach is kind of like rude.
Well, if someone's asleep, I take my chances.
Yeah.
And I hope that I'm not going to hit their
knees.
Or
if it's like a kid who's not taking up much space.
But I try to look back and then go, get some permission.
That's smart.
Yes.
Yeah. You're very communicative.
Yeah,
I don't play. You have open lines of communication.
I am. I'm an extrovert.
Yeah,
I'm sneaky with it.
You're sneaky. Do you little by little?
When a plane's going up and the gravity's pushing you back, I hit it.
That's when it's against the law.
No,
you're not supposed to lean back till you're 30,000 feet in the sky.
No, as soon as you get off the ground, right?
No, you have to be high
up
there.
Not till you level out.
I did not get that memo.
You're not listening.
Not till you level out. Not until you hear that ding ding. That's the all clear. That's the all clear for leaning back.
That's when you can put your seat back.
Yeah. Yes, and you can lower your tray table.
Oh,
you're in so much trouble.
Flying 101 for me.
Yeah, I guess when you don't complain, you don't listen either.
More after this on 720 WGN.